Welcome to the document from Satan's Library Exposing Christianity. This is part 16, titled Coincidence? I don't think so. Parts 1 and 2, about the Jewish staged Paris terror attack and proof of how the Bible was used to pull this off. November 13th, 2015. Part 1. The savage attacks in France, Friday the 13th, again, smack of Jewish blood sacrifices and rituals. Exactly 708 years ago. Note, 7 and 8 is 15, 1 and 5 is 6. Favorite number of the Jews. Jacques de Molay of the Knights Templar, along with 60 others, again, note the 6, were arrested in France. To make a long story short, this Gentile order knew too much and amassed too much wealth. They knew Christianity was a fraud and were subsequently tortured and murdered by the Inquisition. Look to the numbers. November 13th, 11 plus 13, 24, 2 and 4, 6. Again. Then, it's 2015, so with the 1-5, we again have the number 6 factoring in. Friday, according to the Hebrew calendar, is also the sixth day. Their Sabbath, or Shabbat, always falls on Saturday, which is their seventh day. The reason? People know too much. I will be doing more research in that foul Torah of theirs. Just like 9-1-1 was no coincidence. Genesis 11:9. I already went over that one. I'm sure there is also a Torah scripture for the tragedy that occurred in France on Friday. In closing, the Jews will use their filthy, ugly, spiteful, human-hating, death-dealing Torah, which is chock-full of wars where the Jews slaughter, rape, pillage, and conquer Gentiles, again, to incite another world war. Their plan is to get white European young men and women drafted to be butchered in a war in the Middle East. This would leave white women, children, and the elderly to be annihilated by the Muslim hordes. When Angela Merkel spoke to the Israeli Knesset in Yiddish, I'm sure she didn't just visit to say hello or take a vacation. They were laying plans for the genocide of white Europe. There was also a big meeting of communist Jews in Moscow with Jew Putin. Again, they're making plans, obviously. We will have to wait until they read the major war verses in their yearly Torah readings, and we will reverse these. The Jewish-controlled media and Hollywood glamorize war and promote it to have our youth fall for this and end up maimed and slaughtered for Jewish interests. The Jews themselves at times of war are given desk jobs and rarely see any combat. Adolf Hitler wrote about this as far back as World War I. Part 2. The Knights Templar incident occurred Friday the 13th, October 1307. This was a month and 708 years from the tragedy that took place Friday the 13th of November 2015. There was no Friday the 13th in October of this year. What's really important is what follows. There are 66 books total in that filthy Bible. For those of you who are new and or unfamiliar with this, please visit this webpage, The Holy Bible, a Book of Jewish Witchcraft. This further proves the so-called Holy Bible is definitely not the Word of God. Deuteronomy 13:11. You shall stone him to death with stones because he has sought to draw you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Note in the above, 13:11, 13th day of the 11th month, November 13th, and this scripture calls for the murder of those who worship pagan gods, Gentiles. To fully understand, one must be familiar with the Jewish gematria, which is a system of words and numerology. Gematria, Greek, meaning geometry, is an Assyro-Babylonian Greek system of code and numerology later adopted into Jewish culture that assigns numerical value to a word or phrase in the belief that words or phrases with identical numerical values bear some relation to each other, or bear some relation to the number itself, as it may apply to nature, a person's age, the calendar year, or the like. The above quote was taken from https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/gematria. The Jews have an obsession with the number 6. The 911 was also a spiritual attack, Tower of Babel. Below is a direct quote from the Torah, Genesis 11:9. Therefore the name of it was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of all the earth there. From there the Lord scattered them abroad on the surface of all the earth. Note 11:9. Now in the USA here, our civilian dates are months day, but worldwide and with the military it's day month. So with most countries outside the US, it would be 11:9, not 9:11. This was also a spiritual attack to divide, confuse, and destroy communications. People were learning too much, which is and always has been the greatest threat to Jewish programs like Christianity. Given the exposing of Christianity and the proof it's a hoax and a lie, many people are leaving in droves. This also includes those who have left because of the pedophilia and other rotten crimes against humanity of which this vile institution is infamous for. Many people are turning to paganism, of which this is a serious threat to Jewish power. The Jewish bulwark, as I've always repeated endlessly, is Christianity. This is why they pretend to be persecuted by it and against it. These are both total lies, of which I will further prove and expose in this article. This again is no different from Jewish communism. Also, they have a long and vile history of persecuting their own, as they are vicious by their nature. This is also in their Torah. The tragedy in Paris was pre-planned. This is no different from the murder of the Knights Templars. As I wrote in the first post I made on this below, I definitely found a connection not only in their Torah, but also in that goddamn Bible. This attack came about because of the threat of the populace becoming aware and leaving the Jewish program of Christianity. Another blatant lie that the Jews push is that they reject Christianity. This lie is exposed in their weekly Torah readings. They also read from other books of the Old Testament, and also the Christian gospel, as it all ties in. For proof of this, click on the link below. http://torahportions.org/thisyear/. On the 15th of August, 2015, Jews around the entire world in their weekly Torah readings read Deuteronomy 11:26, 16:17, and Isaiah 66:1-24. This was a year of Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, on August 15th. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if Rosh Chodesh, the new moon of Elul, which has its own Haftarah, namely Isaiah 66, coincides with Shabbat Rei, the Harf Torah of Riyah, not for Rosh Chodesh Elul, is read because the seven Sabbaths of consolation must not be interrupted. Blah, blah, blah. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/haftag/haftarot_4_deuteronomy. In the Catholic Bible, Isaiah is the 29th book of the Old Testament. According to Torah portions 57:75, the Gospel of John was also read in many Jewish congregations. John is the 4th book of the New Testament. All of the above Torah, Haftarah, and Gospel readings focus on the murder of anyone who worships pagan gods. Before I get to the scriptures here, I want to expose the numerology. Coincidence? I don't think so. As I wrote in the above, the book of Isaiah in the Catholic version of the Bible is the 29th book. 2 and 9, 11. 11 is a special number of magical properties in Hebrew numerology, no different from 22. The Gospel of John is the fourth book of the New Testament. So, here we have a date. November is the 11th month and the 13th. 1 + 3, 4. Now as for the Isaiah 66, there are 66 books in the widely used King James Version of the Bible. In addition to the day being Friday the 13th of November, we have November is the 11th month. And with the 13th, 11 plus 13 equals 24, 2 plus 4 equals 6. With the year 2015, the 1 and 5 adds another 6 to this date, and again, we have 66. I'm familiar with the fact that they do not always include the century year in their workings, such as the 20 in the 2015. Adding on to the above, the date of August 15th, when this portion of the Torah, the Haftarah and the Gospel were read, was originally a very important pagan holiday which was stolen and corrupted by the Catholic Church into the Feast of the Assumption. August 15th was originally the Assumption of the Holy Sophia. The Assumption of the Holy Sophia into the Pleroma is commemorated on August 15th. This correlates in the Orthodox Church with the bodily assumption of the Virgin Mary, a recent addition to the Roman liturgical life. The ancient Gnostic scriptures tell of Sophia, the feminine aspect of the highest God who wanders out of heaven and gets lost in the lower regions. By singing praises to the light, she's rescued by the Savior and he aids her return to heaven by a mystery. In our psychological perspective, we are cast out of the fullness of being to become differentiated egos. By the mystery figure of the Logos, we are able to individuate and return to the state of wholeness. Thus, Sophia's plight is our own. By her example, we may be inspired to continue on our path. From http://www.gnosis, that's gnosis.org/ECCLESIA/CAL_mandala.htm and http://www.gnostics.com. That's gnostics.com/calendar.html. Now, as I wrote in the below, the Knights Templars discovered Christianity was a hoax, more than likely through their travels to the so-called Holy Land. They amassed an incredible amount of wealth using witchcraft, and being a Gentile order, most ended up tortured and then murdered by the Inquisition. Those who escaped went on to establish original Freemasonry, which at that time was Luciferian and satanic. The tragedy in Paris was a spiritual attack as well as physical. This didn't just happen. November 13th is the 317th day of the year. 3, 1, and 7 equals 11. 11 is used to bring something down, to destroy, as they use this number with the 911 incident. John is the fourth book of the New Testament and the 43rd book of the King James Version of the Bible. John 15 is the beginning of the scriptures read on the 15th of August. So 43 and 15 equals 13. Now, as for the scriptures involved in this Torah reading, nearly all of them apply to destroying those who worship pagan gods. A heavy metal concert was attacked, and heavy metal certainly isn't Christian, for one. In trying not to make this too long, I will only include the scriptures therein that are relevant to this. The following is taken from a copy of the Torah translated into English. Deuteronomy 11:26, 6-17, DEU 11:27. The blessing if you shall listen to the mitzvot, meaning commandments, of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, DEU 11:28. And the curse, if you shall not listen to the mitzvot, commandments, of the Lord your God. but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. 12:2. You shall surely destroy all the places in which the nations that you shall dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. 12:3. And you shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars, burn their asherim with fire, and you shall cut down the engraved images of their gods, and you shall destroy their name out of that place. Note the above scripture, 12:3, totals to 6, and with Deuteronomy being the fifth book of the Torah, 5 and 6 is 11, again, destruction and ruin, DEU 12:6. And there you shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and the heave offering of your hand and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock, 12:29, and when the Lord your God shall cut off the nations from before you, where you go in to dispossess them, and you dispossess them and dwell in their land. 13:7. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, who is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known, you nor your fathers, of the gods of the peoples who are round about you, near to you, or far off from you, from one end of the earth, even to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him nor listen to him. Neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. You shall stone him to death with stones, because he has sought to draw you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Note in the above, 13:11, the 13th day of the 11th month, November 13th, and this scripture calls for the murder of those who worship pagan gods. Gentiles! 13:14, certain base fellows are gone out from the midst of you, and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known. 15. Then shall you inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain, that such abomination is done in the midst of you, 16. You shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle of it, with the edge of the sword. 17. You shall gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street of it, and shall burn with fire the city, and all the spoil of every whit to the Lord your God, and it shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. Now for the Haftarah scripture of Isaiah 66, 1-24. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. Note, Gentiles eat pork. 6:6-3, 2:4. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Now, the Gospel of John, 15:1-17, 26. Jesus said, 15:6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. The rest of this crap goes on and on regarding how anyone who does not slavishly worship Jesus is damned, and that sort of thing. It is endless ad nauseum. You can check it out online or in any Bible. It supports the Torah and the Haftarah readings. That was Exposing Christianity, part 16. Coincidence? I don't think so. Parts 1 and 2. Thanks for listening. Hail Satan.